Hi, this is Lauren from Discovery Church. Thanks for taking time to listen to this week's podcast. We hope that you find value and that is very impactful to your life today. Have a great one.
And last week, if you were here, I shared a little bit about something that God convicted me of. And if you weren't here, just let me bring you up to speed for a moment. It was 2 weeks ago that I felt very convicted in my life, in my spirit, that I've actually moved away from teaching us about a very important principle that's talked about often in Scripture, and that's talking about the principle of the tithe. And I was believing a lie that you, people who come to Discovery Church, and we've had a lot of new people come in through the doors of Discovery Church the last 2 months, and I was believing a lie that if I talk about tithing or if I talk about money, if I talk about giving, then the new people specifically are going to think that the church is just after their money and just going to, you know, not like it, not come back. And I was spending some time with God one day, and he said, well, it's like this. People deserve somebody that's going to be willing to talk about the hard things, but also people deserve you to talk about something that's going to change their lives. And I was convicted, and what I felt God just asking me to do is take a few moments each week for the next few weeks and talk about the tithe. Last week we talked about what is the tithe, and this week I want to take a moment and talk about why we tithe. See, as Christ followers, we aim to not live like the world lives, but we live according to God's kingdom. See, the world says this. It says, get, store up, get as much as you can, get ahead, take care of number one. That's what the world teaches us from a very young age. Nobody's going to take care of you if you don't take care of yourself. I've even, you know, heard that from like Christians before. But the kingdom of God says this. It says, give, sow. It says, don't store up treasures here on earth, but store up treasures in heaven. See, the world says, take care of number one. The Bible says, trust God to take care of your needs. Matthew 6:9-21 says it like this. It says, don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroy them. Anybody ever go on an old farm and what used to be a really nice car now sits out in the bush rusting? Right? And you're like, oh man, one time. Guess what? The treasures that we store up here on earth in 30 years, 40 years, what people are going to say, one time that was nice, but now it's rusting in the backyard. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Wherever your treasure is, what's an equivalent to treasure? When people went on treasure hunts, when pirates still exist, what do they go after? They go after treasure, which is money. They go after something with monetary value. Wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And one thing that I was really convicted of is that the biggest string that holds onto our hearts is the one that holds onto our treasure, that holds onto our money. And God is not after our money, but he's after our hearts. Because when he gets our hearts, we're in a place to be completely used by him. We see this in the New Testament over and over and over, but specifically Paul is constantly encouraging the church, and we're the church, that he works to give an opportunity, to have the opportunity to give more. This is what he says in Acts 20. He says, I have never coveted anyone's silver or gold or fine clothes. You know that these hands of mine have worked to supply my own needs and even the needs of those who were with me. When I have been a constant example And I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It says, it is more blessed to give than receive. See, having an eternal perspective with our finances is important. Having an eternal perspective with our hearts is important. So the question for us is today is, where you sow, does it reap an eternal reward or just a temporary one? See, when you give, specifically when you give to God through Discovery Church, can I just share with you some of the things that we get to do together? We get to resource God's kingdom to care for his people. We're going to hear about it in November a little bit more when we do Heart for the House and our Legacy Month, but we got a really cool project that we're going to take on this year as a church. Last year, we launched Alpha. The year before, we bought a horse for Shiloh Youth Ranch. This year, we're moving it out beyond just a local initiative, and we're going international with some with a project, and we're so excited. But when we give, when we release our finances to God, guess what? As the church, we get to make kingdom impact. We get to see churches planted right across our nation. Did you know that when you give, that actually a percentage of your giving goes to an organization called ARC, where we see churches planted across our nation, across our world? Even today, there are two new church plants happening across our world. As an organization, ARC has planted now over 1,400 churches in 20 years. When you give, we get to be a part of that. We also get to be a part of meeting the needs of local people in benevolence. Some of you in this church have experienced the generosity of Discovery Church, which is the generosity of us because we've shown up in a time of need. That's not a pat on our back. That is God using the church because people are willing to invest and give their tithe and surrender their finances, because it's not about sowing in this world. It's about sowing an eternal world. I love the saying is like, nobody can plant or nobody can determine how much fruit comes out of a seed but God. It's our responsibility to plant the seed. It's our responsibility to sow. So the question as we go back into worship today is, when you give, because we all give to something. We all get all of our money goes somewhere. We're giving to something. It might be Rogers. It might be the Oilers. It might be Labatt's. It might be Budweiser. It might be the SPCA. I'm not saying some of these aren't good, but when you give, are you sowing into kingdom, or are you sowing into the temporary? I'd even say this, when we give, are we sowing into others, or is everything that we give actually for ourselves? The point of this little mini-series, this moment each week, is not that we actually see our giving go up. I think as a result of it, some of us will be convicted to be like, you know what, I need to step into that. Because there's a huge blessing. There's a peace. There's an understanding that comes when we release our finances. But my heart, Pastor Shanley's heart for you, for us, is that God would give us a new revelation of how giving with eternal impact doesn't just impact today, but will impact generation after generation after generation after generation. As for me and my house, I want to sow into eternity. I want to sow into eternity. I want what I do today in giving to make an impact when I'm gone. If the Lord tarries, I want my giving to make an impact. Would you stand again? And again, I just pray that you would have a revelation. That if God needs to bring conviction, that he bring conviction. Don't feel guilty. God's not here to try to get your money. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, as it says in Psalms. He owns it all. He made money come out of the fish's mouth. But this is what I think is so beautiful, that God can provide for every need of every person and everything he wants to do, but he chooses and wants to use us. And when we say yes, he turns around and says, and this is scripture, he says, okay, I can trust you, I will give you more. Be trusted in the little and you'll be trusted with a lot. Because if we can't be trusted with our babysitting money, if we can't be trusted with our barista money, if we can't be trusted with our teaching money, then guess what? If you make lots of money, you will still feel like it's not enough. See, we live in a cycle of abundance, not a cycle of scarcity. So as we work through this over the next few weeks, another thing I was convicted of is that we don't know what we don't know. Sometimes the church will talk about giving or tithing, and you're like, I don't even understand what that is. So over the next few weeks, that's what we're doing. We're just enlightening our heart. We're teaching about it. And I hope that Holy Spirit, I know the Holy Spirit, if we would ask him and just say, Lord, direct my heart. I'm not going to look at you any differently. We're not going to look at anybody any differently. But I promise you that you will feel the presence of God differently when you surrender your finances, because that means you're surrendering your heart. So as we pray today, as we jump right back into worship, would you reflect in your own personal life and ask the question, am I sowing eternally or am I just sowing into today? Heavenly Father, as we worship you right now, this is not a trick or a gimmick to get people's money. That is a lie from Satan to believe that. God, you are the provider. Everything we have is yours. But you've called us to steward the little or the lot that we have. God, would you move in our hearts today? Would you give us a new revelation of the tithe? God, we don't know what we don't know. But today, you've taught us that we sow into places where rust cannot destroy. We sow into places where thieves cannot break in. God, let our investment into eternity start today. As we worship you, God, would you transform our hearts? In the name of Jesus, amen.